The following paid program is furnished by Dr. Steve Pettirudi. It's for basic entertainment and informational purposes only and is solely responsible for its content. It does not necessarily reflect the views of Cumulus Media, its management, or its staff. News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM WPRO presents Intellectual Medicine with Dr. Pettirudi. Join Dr. Pettirudi as he guides people towards living the 120 lifespan while retaining youth. He'll apply logic, reason, and scientific evidence to address conditions that drain people of their joy and vitality while protecting people from the harmful aspects of conventional medicine. Now, here's Dr. Steve Pettirudi.
I was. Good morning, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving weekend. We are here. We're live. We're having a great time. WPRO, I'm Dr. Steve Pettirudi. This is Intellectual Medicine, the place you come every week to learn more about living the 120-year lifespan. That's 120 youthful, dynamic, energized years, folks. The notion of fading away is just not an option. And live to be 120, you better have fun doing it. So today, we'll be talking about some things that make life more fun. It's kind of a holiday spirit, Shannon, so I thought we'd keep it kind of upbeat, talk about some fun stuff.
Fun stuff. Okay. Yeah, fun I saw your topics today.
Yeah, well, I think they're kind of fun.
I know you do.
Well, so we've got, you know, we're going to talk about bugs. We're going to talk about brains. We're going to talk about faces. What do you think? Bugs, brains, and faces. I like having a healthy brain. And everybody cares about their face. Right, Nick? You care about your face. Good-looking guy back there.
Yeah, I care about my face.
I care about your face, too. I'm a little worried about the hat, though, Nick. The L.A. on the hat. What's going on?
I love Dodgers hats. See, it's like the Raiders. It's a style thing. I love the look of a Dodgers style hat. I own four.
I'm, you know, four, okay. As a fashion statement, I can roll with it. But see, I go back to the Larry Bird era of the Boston Celtics, where we were bred to look at L.A. as just an existential rival.
Hatred, right? I'm a huge Celtics fan. I have the Celtics number one fan little cool license plate on my wall. But you know what? I love the look of an L.A. hat.
It is a love. It's a love thing, though. See, we're here about happiness today. It's a Thanksgiving weekend. By the way, folks, we don't have any guests on the show today, so it's your day. If you want to call in, and this is a Small Merchant Saturday, right, Shan?
It is.
Did I say that correctly?
Small Business Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what's
Same
that
thing.
All about anyhow?
To shop locally. Support your local, your town stores.
Okay. So there you go, folks. You get an opportunity to show some support for that little shop you've been contemplating. In fact, Shan, you and I went to one yesterday. I think we could say it, right? Because anything that we say is because we believe it, we've experienced it, and we think they're good. And I thought that place was really cool. What was that place went to?
We did. The Green Door on Main Street.
In East Greenwich.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And there's another shop on Main Street where I get some of your clothes. It's Robin B. Clothier. And it's worth the trip. These are cool little spots throughout Rhode Island. They're in your neighborhood. And if you have any tips for our listeners, feel free to share them with us today. So what does this have to do with living to be 120 years, you may wonder? And I would say everything. Because the purpose of living 120 years is to embrace the abundance of life, the joyful experience of living, which means that first we've got to get to a place of abundant joy or strive to be there. You know, I think we should have in Rhode Island, I'll make this part of my platform, I want to have a minister of happiness. Like you think about, we've got economic development people, don't we, Nick? Is it economic development?
Yes.
Aren't those the boobs that gave 38 studios a zillion dollars?
Yep.
That's pretty much what they did. Now, I got to tell you, if I'm running a company and I squander billions of dollars, whatever they squandered, I'm going bankrupt. I'm out of business. I get fired, right? What happened to them? They came to work the next day, took their paycheck, and contemplated how to squander the next chunk of money. So it ties into the 120-year lifespan in this manner, folks. There's something called the urban advantage. Are you familiar with that?
No.
The urban advantage with lifespan. It speaks to the fact that people who live in urban centers live longer, have less chronic disease. And you may contemplate, well, why? It turns out at least one theory is that we are intensely social animals. And when we live close to one another, we get more stimulation. Look, there's an epidemic of loneliness happening out there. People are stuck in their homes. When you're in an urban center, you have more opportunity to get out and move about. Now, we talk about carbon footprints. Let's reduce the carbon footprint. I'm going to tie all this together, folks, so just bear with me. Vertical living in an urban center is the best way to get generated reduced carbon footprint, enhanced social interaction, and now I'm going to tie it into urban redevelopment and the 120-year lifespan and my support And our support, I think we both support the proposal for those towers going up in Providence.
Yes.
Have you seen that, Nick? The
Very
proposal?
Exciting.
I have, actually.
It's a developer, this gentleman named Mr. Fain, has faith and confidence in Providence, Rhode Island, that he's willing to build three towers. They'll be the tallest buildings in Providence. And they're going to pack over 2,000 apartments and condos in that little space. Do you have any idea what that would do for that corner of the state? We're talking tax revenue, pedestrians, people shopping. We're talking shrinking a carbon footprint. When you live on an acre home in the suburbs, you're burning up a ton of resources. I feel bad sometimes the amount of energy we squander cutting our lawn. Maybe we should just let it grow.
I am all for that. I am all for that.
Our neighbors would love that.
But how did it happen that we got stuck in the spot where we're burning so much money, time, and energy on lawns? And not good. It's not good. And it may tie into what we're going to talk about, which is brains. Did you know, how am I doing for time, by the way, Nick?
We're doing about 5 minutes here.
Okay, good, good. Keep me on time, right? Thanks. Because, you know, we had to go. We have another Thanksgiving celebration later today. My in-laws are in town from New Jersey, and we have the great good fortune of sharing their company. Great people. We're going to have a blast later today, folks. I hope your weekend has been great. And if it hasn't been, we're going to talk about ways to make it even better. So here's some good news, though. The rate of dementia in the United States has gone down. They track these trends in disease, and they have noted that it's dropped by 24%. That's good news. But pause for a moment and ask this very important question, why? Why did it go down? And this is what I love, Shan, about modern medicine, right? Something good happens, they find a way to take credit for it. So what we have going on in the United States right now is an epidemic of obesity, an epidemic of diabetes, an upward trend in hypertension, an upward trend in lipid disorders, and yet they concluded that one possible reason why dementia is going down is because doctors are doing a better job taking care of diabetes and hypertension. It's just illogical. One other thing that this proves, I think not proves, but supports, is the notion that dementia is not a genetic disease. By and large, it is not a genetic disease. If it were, why would the rates be going down when we as a species have not changed anything in our genetics and we're getting older? If anything, the rates should be going up. If this were genetic, it would be inevitable. Now, this is bad news for some researchers out there trying to find and I'm putting the thing in quotes here, Shan, the floating quotes, a cure for Alzheimer's. Look, finding a cure for Alzheimer's is like finding a cure for a car wreck. Your car has just been totaled. You're trying to unscramble it. You're better off just not getting in the wreck in the first place. So here's our theory, what we believe to be the cause behind the drop in dementia, and it is gradual removal from the environment of brain-damaging, memory-corroding toxins. In particular, we're talking about lead. There are few toxins more onerous than lead. It is sneaky. You don't smell it. You don't taste it. And people always ask me, when we do the heavy metal testing in our office and it comes back with high stored lead levels, how did it get there? You know, I don't manufacture anything. Yeah, you know what? You live in the Northeast. And you're in Rhode Island. So the bad news is there's universal exposure. The good news is we can do something about it to get the lead out. And, in fact, the environment's gotten a little better. They took lead out of gas, and they took lead out of paint. And this happened several decades ago. Because dementia is a slow, progressive disorder that is a consequence of an accumulation of insults to the brain, it stands to reason there would be a delayed benefit for any environmental change that took place. Now, you might think our job is done, right? Lead is now out of the environment. Not so quick. There was a study done recently in Massachusetts. They looked at 300 different schools. They found 160 schools that had lead levels in the water that exceeded the EPA threshold. Exceeded it. More than half. Now, the threshold itself is too damned high. I mean, what should the amount of lead in water be? The answer is zero. Shouldn't be any lead in your water. You drink lead, it accumulates in your body. Your body cannot get rid of it. It's an unnatural substance. It gets stored in bone. It gets stored in cells. And there's a direct correlation between the amount of stored lead in your body and a decrease in your intelligence and your memory. Over time, that decrease can sometimes corrode to the point of dementia. You know, there's an increasing rate of people living longer. In fact, if you're 75 years old today, you've got another 15 to 20 years in front of you based on current studies and current trends. Well, we at Intellectual Medicine start our expectation at 120 years, and that's realistic. We believe it can be achieved. We believe we should aspire to achieve it. We believe we should plan accordingly, and that includes doing things to preserve your brain. So what can you do? Okay, here are a couple tips. This is Thanksgiving. Everybody's cooking in tin foil. Get rid of it. Tin foil, aluminum foil, is toxic to the brain. Aluminum is a brain killer. Look for ways to get aluminum out of your kitchen. Don't cook in it. Don't store food in it. And particularly carbonated beverages. Anything in a can with a carbonation, you're transferring the aluminum into the beverage and then you're drinking it. It's damaging your brain. What else can you do? Well, we already talked about avoiding lead exposure. Get yourself tested with a provocative urinary test for lead. A blood test is misleading and not adequate. Now, to my knowledge, we might be the only center in Rhode Island offering this test. There may be others. You could check us out at Intellectual Medicine. You do not need to be my patient to get this very important test performed. And then we could take steps to help get rid of the lead. Now, one way lead gets out of your body is through sweat. So those of you who exercise, congratulations. The bad news is if you're jogging along a highway, all that exhaust has lead in it, and you're probably putting in as much as you're getting out. So when we come back, we're going to be talking about bugs and brains and faces, how to keep your face beautiful and your brain sharp by taking the right kind of bugs. Stay tuned, folks. This is Dr. Steve Pedderudi. We are WPRO, the voice of Southern New England. Yeah, make them cash registers ring, folks. It's Small Business Saturday. The U.S. economy thrives upon you spending, so get out there and do your part. This is Dr. Pedderudi. We are Intellectual Medicine, living 120 years. 120 years is a long time to live. You'd better well plan on not retiring too soon. Worry about have one heck of a pension. So we're here talking about brains, talking about bugs and beautiful faces. And we talked about having the Minister of Happiness, a new position I propose for the state of Rhode Island. You think about what makes people happy. The stock market is in a rally, Shannon. It's going up. Does that make you happy?
Of course it does.
Makes you happy? See, I hardly care.
I mean, really?
Well, what does it do for me? What am I, a rich dude? I got stocks? I don't know stocks for
See, that's a good question. What does it do for me?
What does it do for me?
It's a lot of numbers for me.
It's a lot of numbers. It's going up, and I'm happy it's going up. You know what makes me happy? When I see beauty, when it strikes my eye and I'm walking through the city or the town and I go, wow, that looks nice. Or you see children, happy children playing. Or, you know, these are the little things that enhance joy and are the essence of living. You know, it seems like we've correlated the wrong things. We look at our society and we say, well, the gross domestic product is up, unemployment is down, ergo, people should be happy. That's crude, and I think it is too limited. You know, we're all worried about who's making what. You know, the 1% is making more money than the bottom 1%. Well, that's a mathematical certainty. There's always going to be somebody making more and less money than you, always somebody in a better and lesser house than you, but it doesn't necessarily correlate to their level of joy and happiness, and that's what we want to analyze. Now, they say when you have your health, you have just about everything, and there's a lot of truth to that, and there's so much we can do to enhance our state of mental well-being and healthy living. This is one of our missions at Intellectual Medicine. Go beyond the absence of diseases defining your state of health. The state of health is defined by the presence of vitality, the absence of pain, a clear mind, a strong body, that when you say, I want to get up and walk over to there, your body lets you do it. And if not, we find remedies for that. Too often in healthcare, a cluster of symptoms gets written off as being not worthy of attention. And we see this often. Gee, doctor, you know, I've noticed that my brain isn't as sharp. Well, you don't have dementia. Gee, doctor, you know, I'm noticing that I'm tired all the time. Well, you know, you are getting older. If you have these type of conversations, it's time to change the topic and focus on what can be done. Now, who would have thought that bacteria could improve your brain? Who would have thought that? Some astute observers of the human condition have now correlated the health of bacteria in your gut to how your brain functions. Now, we've known for a long time there's a connection between the hormones in the gut and the brain. Serotonin, which is an abundant neurotransmitter, is also abundant in the gut. If you have a healthy gut, your brain's going to work better. If your gut isn't feeling good, it's going to affect your neurologic function. So they did a study. It's rather small and preliminary, but it's provocative. They gave people with dementia, diagnosed Alzheimer's type dementia, probiotics. Now, probiotics, folks, are healthy bacteria that thrive in your gut and in your colon. It turns out that there's an average of 5 to 6 pounds of bacteria in your gut at any given time, and that these bacteria are essential to your health. They bolster your immune system. They help prevent obesity from occurring. And now it looks like they may be brain defenders as well. They gave them Lactobacillus and Bifidobacterium. Now note the species, Lactobacillus and Bifidobacterium. Those are two of the many thousands of probiotics that make up the balance within your gut. Too often we get a generic label. Probiotics are good. I'm going to the store and I'm going to buy a probiotic. That's too broad and too general. Here are some details you need to know. The species matter. The amount of colonies matter. So when I go to the store, Shannon, I look at some of the probiotics on the shelf, I'm going to see maybe a proprietary blend of 1 billion colonies. It sounds impressive until you realize we need 30 billion to have an impact. Furthermore, they did a study and they found that 70% of the probiotics on the shelf at the big box stores are dead. It turns out probiotics are hard to culture and hard to transport. They must be properly handled. So my point is, while the probiotics have some merit, you've got to be astute in what you're taking. And this is an arena in which it helps to have a partner in your pursuit. Otherwise, you'll be buried in supplements and not knowing what good they're doing. So here we go. Lactobacillus and Bifido actually improved cognition in patients with dementia. That is remarkable. The best drug on the market. And there are, by the way, there are no good drugs on the market for dementia. They're all terrible. They have horrible side effects. They don't work. They basically give you something to do while you're waiting for your disease to get worse. We need better remedies. And this is the beginning of a pathway toward that. So that's great news for people that are concerned about preserving their brain. But here's better news. Start when you're 40. Start when you're 30. Start when you're 50. Get the heavy metal tested. Get that lead out. Now, if you're going to live to be 120, you do not want to look the part. So at Intellectual Medicine, we've made it part of our objective to keep your face young. It is your calling card to the world. It's how you're identified. I kind of like my face most of the time. And, you know, I would prefer it to not get old. Nick, I got a good face, right? You see me on the radio.
Yeah.
A good-looking guy, right?
See, I always think of it as Steve Klampkin puts it, face made for radio, right? That's the distinguishment between people in this building and people outside of this building.
And everybody has a modicum of beauty, and everybody wants to look their best. Now, we have exciting advances that are improving the cellular quality of your skin. The old days of plastic surgery, making your face look artificial, frozen, or distorted, are well behind us. And we now have the ability to change the cells in your face to literally make them younger. Not artificial injections, your own stuff. Now, if you're watching the show on the computer, they can watch the show, right, Shan? How do they watch it?
They can. It's posted. It's on our website or on Facebook right now.
And how do they get to our website?
That would be im-120.com.
Okay. So there you go. That's our website. And by the way, Nick, if people want to call up, what's our phone number here?
438-WPRO, toll free, 1-800-321-WPRO.
Okay. So I want you to take a view, because Shannon's featured now. Shannon, if you look at how beautiful. She's featured that beautiful young face, and we're going to talk about after the break things that can be done organically to keep your face young forever.
News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM WPRO presents Intellectual Medicine with Dr. Pettirudi. Join Dr. Pettirudi as he guides people towards living the 120 lifespan while retaining youth. He'll apply logic, reason, and scientific evidence to address conditions that drain people of their joy and vitality while protecting people from the harmful aspects of conventional medicine. Now, here's Dr. Steve Pettirudi.
Hey, everybody, I am back. It's Dr. Steve Pettirudi. This is Intellectual Medicine. I'm here in the studio with Shannon and with Nick. We're having a wonderful Thanksgiving conversation talking about preserving your brain, getting lead out of your system, specifically through the use of chelation therapies to lessen lead and keep the brain fresh, talking about using probiotics to help keep the brain crisp and the weight down, and, of course, low-dose lithium, 10 milligrams a day, is what we recommend at Intellectual Medicine for preservation of brain function and reduction of the risk of dementia. But now I want to pivot a little bit because I don't want to live to be 120 and look like I'm 120. So we've been actively researching and bringing into Intellectual Medicine means of preserving youthful facial appearance. And we want to start out by having you tune in if you're watching and looking at Shannon's appearance as part of a model of what we do. Everybody wants their best face. Look, you don't need to have a certain style or appearance to want to preserve your youthful face. Everybody has a right to their best appearance. And the first thing we do, you know, we had Patrick Sullivan on last week, and
that's
one of
right.
The things I love about Patrick is his honesty and his thoroughness in consultation. We provide that same level of service when it comes to analyzing what's best to use to keep the face young. And the notion that all you need is a topical cream is perfect for 1970, but there are so many more technologies that all come down to a similar dynamic, and that is making your skin produce more collagen. One of the reasons why our face looks more aged is because we are losing collagen, we're losing elasticity, we're losing volume. Now, I want you to do this. Take a look at your forearm, the underneath surface of it. Just take a peek. Nobody's watching. You're in the privacy of your home. If you're driving, don't do this. You might crash. But take a peek, and you'll notice how white, smooth, or how pristine. The color of the skin varies, of course, but how pristine, how smooth, how devoid of blemishes that skin is. Now, bear in mind the skin underneath your forearm is the same age as the skin on your face. The difference is ultraviolet exposure, wind, and damage through the environment. That can be reversed. At Intellectual Medicine, we have the Intellectual Medicine IPL. It's an intense light device that gently stimulates new skin production, takes away brown spots and wrinkles, and it does it with your own stuff. The most exciting breakthrough is called PRFM, platelet-rich fibrin matrix. Now, a few years ago, you needed to leave the United States to get these treatments. They are FDA approved for injecting in the knee joint to regenerate the cartilage and the health of a knee. Now, at Intellectual Medicine, we do use it to regenerate joints, and it works beautifully. But advanced clinicians, like those at Intellectual Medicine, have discovered that it will also regenerate your face. When placed in the face, it will produce more cells, more blood vessels, your own stuff. This is your own plasma, the clear part of your blood that is specially spun down where the platelets are now concentrated. Platelets have growth factors in them. And then when they are reintroduced into the skin, those growth factors become activated in a way that helps the skin produce more cells, more fat cells, new blood vessels. It gives the skin a more youthful luster. It can enhance the amount of volume in areas around the eyes, around the mouth, where things start to get accelerated in the aging process. When it comes to these type of interventions, the sooner you start, the better. Typically in mid-30s, changes can start to happen that are worthy of being reversed. The PRFM, folks, it's natural, it's your own stuff. There are literally no side effects. And we have developed means of applying this utterly painlessly. Very exciting. So how does it feel, Shannon? Because you had some of this done. How did your face feel a week later?
A week later, it was like normal.
Yep.
Nothing.
Now, what changes have you noticed in your skin since we did that?
The color of it, for some reason, it's brighter and pores are smaller. I would say it's fuller.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we've noticed a lot of our patients, when they do this, they don't have to use a base anymore. You know, the coloring that women use to
blend. No. That's not accurate. Not for me, anyway.
Okay, so you still use a base.
I do, but it just looks better. Foundation.
Now, the cool part about that is you look like yourself. Now, I want you to take note of Shannon's lips. Shannon, if you move the microphone away for a moment, just let him get a nice square shot. That's perfect. And her lips were filled with a mixture of Restylane as well as PRFM. And I want to note that because nobody knew. Nobody could tell. Of course, now her secret's out. But nobody looked at that and said, wow, that looks weird. Everybody remembers Goldie Hawn from First Wives Club, where she made a mockery of fill injections. The art is in the delivery. Your lips shrink as you get older. Restoring them is an option. When done properly, you get a natural appearance. So the take-home message is, part of joyful living is happiness in our skin. And that means living at a weight that you feel comfortable at. It means living with the energy and vitality that you want to have. And it means living with a face that you feel good about. That's the best version of yourself you can be. Not somebody else's perception of beauty, but yours. And what can be done? It's affordable, it's balanced, and it's natural. So your face just doesn't age. It's an exciting time to be alive, folks. We're here at Intellectual Medicine, bringing you the breakthroughs every week. When we come back after the break, we're going to talk about a new drug to prevent painful intercourse and why you should never use it and what the alternatives are. I am Dr. Steve Pedderuti with Shannon. This is Intellectual Medicine, WPRO, the voice of Southern New England. All right, folks, it's Dr. Pedderuti. We're having a good time on a Saturday, Thanksgiving weekend. We're talking about joy. Our Minister of Happiness is fast at work throughout Rhode Island, keeping brains fresh, keeping waistlines thin. We need to talk about weight loss again next week, Shannon. By the way,
we do.
You know, weight loss is critical. It's critical to our happiness, our health, to our longevity. And there is a ton of misinformation. And why don't we start right now, folks? Here's the deal. New Year's resolutions are for losers who really don't want to change anything. I say make a resolution now and start tomorrow. Why wait? Right? Why put off getting things better? So we're going to be talking about weight loss again next week, and we're going to be talking about advanced cancer and heart disease screening. Very important. Rhode Island leads the nation in per capita cancer rates. But to finish up a little bit on the face issue, folks, this is Rhode Island. We love our state. We started Intellectual Medicine here because we believe in the intelligence, the progressive nature, and the worthiness of all of you in Southern New England to partake of the benefits. We're starting the revolution right here, which means this is an affordable outlet for 90% of you out there. If you're hearing my voice, we have a way to help you stay younger, be younger, and keep it affordable. And that's very important to us. We don't want to have this perceived as an elitist pursuit that you have to go to New York or LA to achieve. Those days are gone. It's becoming mainstream. Main Street, like little merchants, like we are. We're kind of a little merchant, huh, Shan?
We are. We're like small business.
Intellectual Medicine, mm-hmm. Small Business Saturday. So anyhow, we're talking about fills and about another aspect of joyful living, which is healthy sexuality. There is no reason why you should ever have to surrender the joy and pleasure of physical intimacy with the people you love. It's one of the glues that bond relationship. Not the only one, but in many cases, a very important one. In fact, studies have shown that if you have physical relations at least once per week, there seems to be a correlation with improved relationship satisfaction. If you go to every day, the rate doesn't go up. So you can certainly do that if you want, but there's no improvement in satisfaction and joy. And bear in mind, every study has a lot of misinformation buried within it. And I know many loving couples who are going through life joyfully and have their own form of intimacy that does not include traditional physical intercourse and intimacy. However, for those of you who choose to maintain that element of your life, it is your birthright. There is no age at which that type of behavior, sexual enjoyment, should be considered worthy of retiring. Now, a new drug came out, Shannon, to treat women who are having painful intercourse. A drug to treat painful intercourse. Why do we need a drug to do this? It's absurd. It's
profitable.
So the 12-week study, 12 weeks, a whole 12 weeks, prove that it's safe to use. Here's the remedy if you're having painful intercourse due to menopause, and that's what this drug is indicated for. Prostarone, it's a generic name. Restore the hormones that are missing. Restore the youthful genitalia. Without getting your hormones properly balanced and back in your body, your vagina, your urethra, your penis, your genitals are all going to shrink and become less vital and less functional. Why would we not want to preserve that element of our being, especially when hormonal health connects to brain function? Lose your hormones, not only do you shrink in your genitalia, but your bones, your muscles, and your brain are all going to degrade. This is what we believe, that you have a right to live your entire life at your highest and best level, with your full complement of hormones, with the least amount of drugs necessary to keep you thriving. So many drugs, so many symptoms, stacked one on top of the other. You get heartburn, they give you a drug for that. You get high blood pressure, a drug for that. The cholesterol, another drug. And then you get a side effect. Your muscles hurt from the cholesterol drug, another drug. So stay with us, folks. We're going to tell you how to unravel that mess. This is Dr. Pedderudi wishing you joyful living. We'll be back after this break. WPRO. Yes, indeed, folks. We are intellectual medicine. We are leading the revolution to keep you young and healthy for 120 years. To get there, we've got to take care of the moment we're in. And today we've been talking about brain. We've been talking about lead. We've been talking about keeping faces young. Not in an artificial way, but in a way that accentuates your youthful vitality. Your face will earn you your income. It will open doors. Your face is your calling card to the world. And we talked about the PRFM, the platelet-rich fibrin matrix, and the unique way that we're using it in intellectual medicine. When we combine this natural face-stimulating, youth-energizing treatment with stimulation of your own growth hormone production. Now, bear in mind, we're not talking about giving growth hormone directly, but rather doing things that stimulate your body to make more growth hormone. When we combine that with the platelet-rich fibrin matrix, it turbocharges your cells' reproductive powers, making your skin smoother, getting rid of wrinkles, making your skin tighter, making the face younger. We can use these same principles when it comes to healing wounded joints and injuries. Those same technology can stimulate reproduction and restoration of aged and damaged joints. You know, living young, living healthy, living pain-free, those are our birthrights. We talked about keeping the brain fresh, using chelation as a regular feature of your anti-aging therapy is something everybody should consider. At the right point in life, the chelation can help reduce heavy metal in your body and has been shown in studies to improve cardiovascular outcomes in patients who received it. We believe it's going to enhance elasticity of the arteries and keep them young. When it comes to supplements, we talked about the bifidobacterium and lactobacillus. We want to see colony counts in the range of 30 billion. Now, you would think that if you took a probiotic, you just take one and they would happily live there forever. But it turns out that they need to be replenished on a regular basis. The probiotics, we're talking about them today because they've been correlated with an improvement in brain function. They're correlated with reduction in obesity, as those probiotics actually help enhance metabolism. They've been correlated with improvement in your immune function. And here's a caveat. If you get one dose of antibiotic, one dose, it can take a year for your gut to recover its balance of of healthy bacteria. Now, think about those individuals that have been cycles of antibiotic after antibiotic. What do we know about most infections? The vast majority of them are viral. Antibiotics have no merit. At our center, we use non-antibiotic intravenous therapies. High-dose vitamin C has been shown to be toxic to viruses, bacteria, and cancer. And we use this to protect our patients from being exposed to too many drugs, to protect our patients from getting exposed to too many antibiotics that can ruin your gut, introduce autoimmune processes. And too often are a default mechanism used in the pressure to make a decision. I want to nip this in the butt, Doc. I've got a chest cold. I want an antibiotic to prevent pneumonia. Doesn't work, folks. Your doctor knows it doesn't work. Sometimes they just feel pressured to write a script just to get you out of the office quicker. Well, at Intellectual Medicine, we believe in the intellect of our patients to be able to process alternatives that are healthier. That's what we're pursuing every day. So keeping you off of antibiotics, keeping you fresh and healthy. And yes, everybody has a right to live their entire lifespan with a full complement of all of their hormones. And these need to be properly balanced. The benefits to accrue. We talked today about the new drug to prevent painful intercourse that some women experience as they go through menopause. Well, that can be avoided simply by restoring your hormones, and you get all the collateral benefit of youthful bones, brains, muscles. How great is it? Look at our clients, and we'll be hearing from them over the months to come and weeks to come. How much better they feel, how much stronger they are, how much happier to be part of Intellectual Medicine. We'll be back again next week, folks. We'll be talking about advanced screening for cancer and heart disease, staying young forever, wishing you 120 youthful years. Stay tuned for the Tony DeJesus Big Blue Bug Solution show up next. I'm Dr. Steve Pettery with Shannon and Nick. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.